Well, good Wednesday morning. We're halfway through the week, and I can truly say that we are being blessed in the midst of everything that's going on. God's promises are secure, and He is loving us and blessing us each day. Well, today, the Apostle Paul will state his reasons for writing this letter with boldness. And he speaks of his plans to visit the believers in Rome. So let's go ahead as we get into this passage of Scripture, Romans chapter 15, verses 14 through 33. Again, God's saving word for today is hope. So let's find out Paul's reason for writing so boldly, beginning at verse 14. My friends, I myself feel sure that you are full of goodness, that you have all knowledge, and that you are able to teach one another. But in this letter, I have been quite bold about certain subjects of which I have reminded you. I have been bold because of the privilege God has given me of being a servant of Christ Jesus to work for the Gentiles. I serve like a priest in preaching the good news from God in order that the Gentiles may be an offering acceptable to God, dedicated to Him by the Holy Spirit. In union with Jesus Christ, then, I can be proud of my service for God. I will be bold and speak only about what Christ has done through me to lead the Gentiles to obey God. He has done this by means of words and deeds, by the power of miracles and wonders, and by the power of the Spirit of God. And so, in traveling all the way from Jerusalem to Illyricum, I have proclaimed fully the good news about Christ. My ambition has always been to proclaim the good news in places where Christ has not been heard of, so as not to build on a foundation laid by someone else. As the scripture says, those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand. And so I have been prevented many times from coming to you. But now that I have finished my work in these regions, and since I have been wanting for so many years to come to see you, I hope to do so now. I would like to see you on my way to Spain and be helped by you to go there after I've enjoyed visiting you for a while. Right now, however, I'm going to Jerusalem in the service of God's people there. For the churches in Macedonia and Achaia have freely decided to give an offering to help the poor among God's people in Jerusalem. That decision was their own. But, as a matter of fact, they have an obligation to help them, since the Jews shared their spiritual blessings with the Gentiles ought to use their material blessings to help the Jews. When I have finished this task and have turned over to them all the money that has been raised for them, I shall leave for Spain and visit you on my way there. When I come to you, I know that I shall come with a full measure of the blessings of Christ. I urge you, friends, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of that the Spirit gives, join me in praying fervently to God for me. Pray that I may be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service in Jerusalem may be acceptable to God's people there. And so I will come to you full of joy, if it is God's will, and enjoy a refreshing visit with you. May God, our source of peace, be with you all. Amen. Today's key verse is that last verse, Romans 15:33. May God, our source of peace, be with all of you. Amen. You know, Paul states that he has written his letter with boldness. And how many times does the word bold appear? What is the source of Paul's boldness? And I think we will recall that he knows that he has a calling on his life from God to be the deliverer of the good news to the Gentiles. And so in knowing from whence his calling cometh, he is bold in his proclamation of the good news. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help me to be bold in my witness to you and to proclaim in word and deed the good news of your love and salvation. Amen. Well, that concludes our study in the book, The Letter to the Romans. And tomorrow we'll begin our reading of 1 Peter and 1 Peter 1, 1 through 25, where Peter is encouraging Christians to be filled with a living hope. Well, until tomorrow, I hope that you are not only filled, but are walking in a living hope, the living hope, that our miracle-working God is in the business of working miracles in our lives. Until then, God bless.